Chavra Shkoyach to the Chavra for, I don't know who, what time guys got here, but I apologize for starting later than usual. But Torah Hashem Tamimah Mishivas Nafesh. Whenever we have a little bit of a later shiur, I feel bad on one hand. On the other hand, it's always a chizik for me, and hopefully for you, the Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. I always say, some of the Chavra, it's chus to have, some of Avir Da'ara, some of the Chavra for Eretz Yisrael. We all know when we had this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael, learning in yeshiva, with no other responsibilities. So Thursday nights were often nights, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we're able to learn very, very late. Mesiris Nefesh v'Torah, we have to continue that. And Mirat Hashem, mechazik each other, and have chizik from the Torah. You know, open up Sefer Vayikra this week, the Sefer of Korbanos. And it's well known, maybe not in our circles as much, but definitely for generations, and still today in certain places, where in yeshivos, at the youngest of ages, when children start learning Chumash, the Minig Yisrael was to start with Sefer Vayikra. And still in many Mekoymos, it's done that way. To start with Sefer Vayikra. And it's very strange. I'm sure everybody in this room, we all started with Sefer Bereishis. We probably might have skipped over Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis still we probably have to skip over. I mean, we should try to understand on some level, but Mamish, the Amkus, the deepest of deep. But we probably started with Sefer Bereishis, with the beautiful storylines of the Avos, and the Imos, and the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka. We were familiar with it already from the earliest of ages, and it was a little bit easier, and a little beautiful, and so many lessons to be learned. Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of Korbanos, that's where we're going to start. We have, there's five-year-old children, six-year-old children. Let's start learning Sefer Vayikra. So difficult, often said by some, to be dry. I had this week, Mamish, a Talmud came over to me, and Baruch Hashem, he told me recently, he started learning Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Whatever, he had Chizik, and recently he started learning Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, and it hit this week, and he was learning through it, and it was so difficult for him, and he didn't understand a lot of it, and it wasn't so exciting, and he asked me if he should continue. I said, Vadi, you should continue. And don't worry if you don't understand everything. That's the avoid of Talmud Torah. You're going to learn Shnayim Mikra again next year, and the year after, and the year after, and constantly we're learning, constantly we're growing, constantly we're learning more. So why would it be that at the youngest of ages we're going to start with Sefer Vayikra? So one lesson is to teach at the youngest of ages that all Torah is very chashiv. Every word of Torah is very chashiv. And not just the parts that are naturally exciting, naturally we're going to connect to. We have to put in Amelos B'Torah, as we spoke about, Mesiris Nefesh B'Torah, and the areas that sometimes come difficult. If we put in hard work, and we put in effort, and we break through, we can find the deepest of depth in our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and find Chachma Elokis, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those words of Torah. And therefore, it shouldn't be that only the Torah that's exciting to us we have to learn, only the Torah that's mamish full of enjoyment immediately. And children have to know from a young age, maybe, perhaps, the Kol HaTorah Kula is precious. Every word of Torah is precious. Every word of Torah is a diamond. It's one lesson to be learned. Another lesson, I think, deeply to be learned is based on a Torah I learned years ago. There's a famous, famous chazal that really is almost impossible to be found in any medrash, but you've all have heard it at some point, darshaned. It's brought down in the Pirush of Akdama on the Ein Yaakov, that there was a machloikis tanoim of what the most important pasuk in the Torah was. And one Tana said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's maybe what some of us would have said, right? Some of us maybe, if we asked what's the most important pasuk in the Torah, some of us maybe would say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk that literally thousands, if not millions of Yidden left this world with those words on their lips. Devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one, the only one. The pasuk that we say, we're mechuyev to say twice a day. We say often four times a day. Perhaps the most important pasuk in the Torah. Another Tana comes and says, we all know Amar Bikiva after Chemocha is a klal gadol b'Taira. All of Bein Adam Chavero, our interpersonal relationship, Derech Eretz Kadmah l'Taira, makes a lot of sense. Definitely a possibility. Maybe a pasuk that some of us would have suggested. And the third Tana comes and strangely says, as I'm sure the Chevra knows, Es Hakev Es Achah Taaseh B'Boker Ves Hakev Es Hasheni Taaseh Bein Arabayim. Most important pasuk in the Torah, the carbon tamid. They have to bring a carbon tamid in the morning, a carbon tamid in the afternoon. And it's so strange. Shema Yisrael, that makes a lot of sense. We could buy it. Definitely. If we in this room never heard this medrash, is there anybody that would even suggest such a pasuk? If we went around this room and asked what's the most important pasuk in Torah, would anyone suggest such a pasuk? And there are various beautiful answers. I'm sure some of you have learned beautiful ideas from this. But I heard many years ago one idea. It's very simple, but so special. And that is, the carbon tamid, which is a carbon that was brought every single day, morning and afternoon, is the primary example of a carbon. And what this Tan is trying to teach us, what is a carbon? A carbon is to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very pashtus of states. Simplicity. Karban is to sacrifice. And what that's teaching us, even though we're not zoicha right now, to bring karbanos. But the yisoyed shibisoydois is that we all have to be sacrificing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To show deeply and truly our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means I have to be sacrificing for Him. It means I have to sacrifice when I have temptations to do things that maybe are connected to the Rabbanu Shalom and very, very difficult when it comes to Shemir Sanayim and Shemir Sabris and other Nyanim. I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to be strong and have self-control against nature, against worldview. It means I'm going to have to sacrifice. And even though I went to sleep very, very late at night, one particular night, I was studying for a final, for a midterm, I was involved in something else, I went to sleep, I didn't go to sleep till 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't miss Minyan in the morning. I don't miss Minyan. And it's hard. And even on a day that's a Sunday when I have nothing else I have to wake up for afterwards necessarily, but you know what? I don't miss Minyan because the Rabbanu Shalom wants me to daven and daven with a minion. And yeah, it's a sacrifice. But I sacrifice for the Eibishter. And it means that's why right now it's 12:18 a.m. and a lot of people are sleeping already. Or a lot of people are just home chilling after a long day. And we're here learning Torah. And hopefully it's exciting and we enjoy it, but it's still a sacrifice. It's a Mesiras Nefesh. It's a karban. And the Rabbanu Shalom wants to teach us is, I don't just want you serving me when it's easy and it's enjoyable. I want you to sacrifice. Because when you sacrifice, it means you deeply care. When you sacrifice, it means you have a deep relationship. The people you love most, you're going to be willing to sacrifice for. Morty can understand what I'm saying, and the rest of the chevra, b'shatov mislachas, but you're going to be zoicha to an eishes chayil one day, b'shatov mislachas, the right time with the right person. And that person, you're hopefully, Bez Hashem, going to have such av and such love, and you're going to be willing to sacrifice for her. And you're willing to give up when you'd want to be doing other things, to do favors for your wife. And drop everything, whatever else you're doing, to go and do for your wife. Because people you love, people you care about, you're willing to sacrifice for. And therefore, maybe it's one of these Yisoyed Shebisoydos, and that's all of Sefer V'Yikra that we're entering into. But how do we develop a desire to sacrifice? How do we develop a deeper desire to be Moser Nefesh, to bring our daily karbanos for the Rabbanu Shalom? And again, until we're Zoyich L'Mashiach, B'meir B'meinu, those daily karbanos is our daily sacrifices in our learning, in our davening, in our Shemir Sanayim. How do we get there? So I want to share an idea that we're going to develop tonight, as Hashem is Baruch. And it's based on the first Rashi in this week's parasha. First Rashi of Sefer Vayikra. The first Rashi starts out, Vayikra el Moshe. L'chol dibros, l'chol amiros, l'chol tzivuyim, kadma kriya. Rashi says, before any time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment to Moshe, and spoke to Moshe, he called him over. Vayikra el Moshe, come, Moshe, Moshe, come here. Vayikra el Moshe, he called him over. And Rashi explained that was Lashon Chiba. That was a very special love between the Eibishter and Moshe Rabbeinu, to call him over, Vayikra Moshe, which is not true by others such as Bilam, as Rashi ends up, by the Umas HaOlam, he didn't do that. He just Nigla Lehem, he appeared to them where they were, as the Pasuk says, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. Not Vayikra, but he just, Vayikar, he chanced upon him. He didn't call him, he didn't call Bilam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come to me. He just appeared by him. That's what Rashi tells us. And therefore there was more love, obviously, for Moshe Rabbeinu than a Bilam. Now let's think about that. Now some of us have learned this Rashi already, know this Rashi. B'lamaisa, misvara now, logically. What does it mean by Yikro Moshe's Lashon Chiva? I could argue the opposite. By Yikro Moshe means HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his throne, he's in his palace, and he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, come to me. I want you to come to me. Vayikar means Nigla, I love. He appeared to him where he was. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Bilam. I could argue that shows more chiba. I'm coming to you. I'm not cool. Why is calling you to me more love than I coming to you? Logically, I would have thought maybe if Hashem really loves someone so much, he's going to come to Moshe. And that's what he does by Bilam. Vayikra, you're calling to him. What's that? So I saw from Binyamin Eisenberger in his Sefer. Chavi knows Binyamin Eisenberger. Sadik, Yitzhak Olam. Very special Yid in Brooklyn. Comes, gives Shiurim here every at least once a month. Incredible, incredible, incredible Yid. It's obvious, Yisrael is off the charts. Mamish off the charts. If you don't know him yet, you have to get to know him. So he says as follows. He explains it in the following way. I thought very, very beautiful. He says, imagine two people are meeting up. And they have to have a meeting. One of them is very, very chashev, obviously. Like the Eibishter. I mean, not like the Eibishter, but one of them is very, very special. And he's meeting with someone not as special, whatever it might be. Now, the person's very special. His time is of the essence, right? Every moment, if somebody is a chesed, a big CEO, imagine this, he's a big CEO in a massive company, he's meeting with one of his employees. Now, the big CEO, he's very, very chashev. He's a very, very important person. That means his time is of the essence. Every moment of his time is measured, is utilized, is focused. Because he has so much going on in his life. There's so much that's important in his life. So he has this meeting with this employee. Now he wants to meet with the employee. He wants to make sure that meeting's concise and very just to the point, and whatever needs to be spoken about is spoken about. And not go on too long because he has a lot else to do with his time. So what does he do? He has a choice. He could call him to, and you come to me, or I could come to you. Now here, listen to this, Chavra. Imagine that CEO, he's in his own home. So if he calls the employee to him, he's really in his own home a prisoner to that employee. Why? That employee's going to come, and that employee could talk and talk and talk and talk, and you could have no excuses to go anywhere. Why? Because you're in your own home. Where could you suddenly have an excuse that you're going to go anywhere? How are you going to end that meeting? Until basically the meeting ends, that employee has your ear, he has your time, he's in your home, he's on your turf, but you're home. You can't say, oh, I need to get home. You don't have any excuse to leave, because you're home, you're where it's supposed to be. But if the CEO comes to you, if the CEO comes to your house, so he comes to your house and he could make whatever he needs to talk about, short and quick, and then say, oh, but okay, I'm sorry, I have to go home now. My wife needs me. So that's what he explains here too, meaning what? But the Eibishter is saying, Vayikar, he just appears to Bilam wherever he is. He appears to Numa Zoylam. He wants to deal with whatever time I have, and then I'm out of here. I'll be by you for a few moments, then I'm gone. Ober, if I'm going to invite Vayikar Moshe come over, it means I'm willing and I understand that I love, I have chiba towards Moshe. It means I want to be with you as long as you'd like. Because I love you. When you love someone, you want to spend as much time as possible. When you don't love someone, you want it to be as short as possible. Whatever it need to be, a need to be basis. When you love someone, the need to be is as long as possible. So Vayikra Moshe, come to me. Let's spend as much time as you'd like. That's one way. That's how Binyamin Eisenberger uses it. We'll have to for the sake of time. The Chacham Sofer gives another idea. The Chacham Sofer says that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Moshe Rabbeinu and Ali Yidin tremendous kavod. So who is he going to invite into his palace? Who is he going to invite to, into, you're invited to my house to spend time in my house. Only those who he loves a lot. Only Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yikra Moshe, come to my house. I want to take care of you. I want to show you. I want to give you kavod. So those who he doesn't love so much, I'm going to just show up at your house. You don't have my respect. You don't have my love. Then I'm going to allow you into my house. V'yikra Moshe. But regardless, either way you look at it, either way you understand Rashi, just Pashto is what we see at the very beginning of this week's parasha. And the first Rashi is the amazing chiba, the amazing love that the Eibishter has for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has to believe that. Each and every one of us has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us, he's our tat and emel, like a father loves a son, deeper than a father loves a son. And if we recognize and we thought about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us, if we thought about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us more and more, our Avodas Hashem is going to be so different. The way we serve Him, the way we show our love back in return, the way we daven, the way we learn, our strength in when we need to have the proper self-control in taivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The question is, where do we see this love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, Rashi's telling it to us in Vayikra Moshe. Where else do we see this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where can we see this? Where's the Raya Ladover? And secondly, I want to just ask, and maybe we'll understand tonight, why is this being merames to us specifically here? Vayikra Moshe, Rashi says, really any time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he called him, which was Lashon Chiba. So why then is the Torah going to be mefursim, teaching it to us, specifically by Korbanos? Why specifically by Korbanos? So, Bistama, where do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us? Tabachartanu mikol amim. After his son oversees the banu. That he chose us from all other nations. Of all the nations of the world, and we're the chosen people. That's tremendous ahava. That's tremendous love, right? Imagine, you know, you have chvesnesht. A guy is dating. He's shidduch dating, and he's going out one girl, and another girl, and finally he finds a girl. He spends a lot of time, and then he eventually proposes to her, and he commits to marriage with her, and he gets married to her. So he chose that girl. That girl also chose him. And obviously, that's who's he going to choose? The one that he loves. So atabechartonu mikol amim, you chose us from all other nations. That shows how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the chiba, right? What's the question on that? You ever think about, by the way, Atabachartonu mikol amim? Does that really... We say it in our tefillos, and we say it in Shepach HaBanu mikol amim, Nasalanu Torasa. We say it every morning in Birchas HaTorah, right? Chaver, is it true? Did the Eibishter really choose us from all the nations? Did that even happen? Like we say it, did it even happen? This is a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Even if you didn't learn Avodah Zarah... Even if you didn't learn Avodah Zarah, you know this Gemara. Glad I had it. Ready, buddy. Where is it? Sorry. Oh, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, two lines. Listen closely. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Melamed Shachzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Uma V'Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went... As we all know this, right? He went to every other nation, every other language, and asked them, would you want my Torah, right? We all know this. This is the Gemara, it's also a Medrash. Medrash goes way more in depth than the Gemara over here. And all of them asked what was in it. The Medrash goes into each one, asked what's in it, and then when they heard one particular mitzvah, is it not for us? The lo kabluha, the Gemara says, they didn't accept it. At Shabbat, etzel Yisrael, the kabluha, until he came to Bnei Yisrael, and we accepted Torah. Wait a minute, does that sound like we're the chosen nation? Sounds like we were the last resort. I went, basically, here you have a guy. Instead, imagine a guy, he dates 10 girls, he proposes to the first 9. The first 9, when he takes out the ring and says, will you marry me? Say, sorry, no, not really. The 10th one says, sure. Oh, my chosen love. My chosen love. This is my chosen wife, who I love so dearly. You would have been with 9 other wives already. So we should feel so great at Tabachartanu mikol amim. You really chose us? You went to 9 other nations already. You went to Kol Uma V'Uma. You all heard this before. You don't know this Gemara. You know this Medrash. You know this Chazal. You ever think about it? So what's Pshat? How do we rectify? How do we reconcile that Kadosh Baruch Hu going to every other nation with Tabachatonu Mikol Ha'amim, Shebachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim? How? So Sefer Karen Lo David explains something so beautiful. Listen closely, Mamish. Yisoid Shibisoidus in life. In Avodas Hashem. In Tehillim, and we all know it, we know it from our tefillahs, I could have pulled out a sitter. But Tehillim, in the end of Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin, Pazik says, we say this in the Hallelukas every single day, those of us who don't get late to shul and have time to say the Hallelukas, now sometimes that's challenging, and there are a lot of us that sometimes a Baruch Shem Rashi Yishtabach Yidin. Hopefully we have time for the Lucas at least. But you know these words at least, because even if you don't say the Lucas every day, you know like the last line of each one, right? Like that's that we're good with, right? Right? Let's be real. Even when we try to say them and we don't necessarily always focus on every word. We know the beginning and we know the end. So Magid Zvarav Leyakov, Chukav Mishpatav L'Yisrael, Lo Asechem L'chol Goyim Mishpatim Bal Yidu'um Aliyah. What do those words mean? Listen. Magid Zvarav Leyakov, he told over his words to Yaakov, that's us. Chukavu mishpatav l'Yisrael, his chukim and his mishpatim to Bnei Yisrael. Lo asachein l'chol goy. He didn't do this to any other nation. Umishpatim bal yidum. And they never knew of his laws, his mishpatim. What? Is that true? I thought he went and just offered the Torah to all the other nations. What do you mean umishpatim bal yidum? Lo asachein l'chol goy. So he only told this to Bnei Yisrael, Chukav Mishpatav? And Mishpatim Baal Yidum, they don't know? So Sefer Karen David says, explain, listen, Fa'al Chevra. We all know, and some of us did avoid in this last week by Parshas Parah, Zayis Chukas HaTorah, that there are mitzvos that are Chukim and there are mitzvos that are Mishpatim. Now Mishpatim are those mitzvos which make sense, which make logical sense to us. Many of them we would perhaps do even if they weren't commanded to us. Definitely, most of Ben Adam Chavera, hopefully, were good, upstanding, moral human beings. And many of us, if there are people in our lives that were sick, would go be Mavakar Cholim, even if it wasn't a mitzvah. Many of us would go and give tzedakah to those who are in need, even if we weren't Mechuyev to, right? They're Mishpatim. And then there are the Chukim. The Chukim are the mitzvahs which we don't understand. The Chukim are the mitzvahs that have no rhyme and reason. The chukim is the chvestish, is para aduma, is shatnez. It's just mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and we do because he told us to, even though we don't understand. But the emes b'amito is, what do we think? Because they're chukim, they're for the Eibishter. Meaning, because the chukim, that means the mishpatim makes sense, so that's something we gain from and grow from. And the chukim are things Hashem needs us to do, but we don't understand, so it must be, some people would say, well, again, this is not what we believe. Some people would say, oh, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs this for some reason. That's Bamesh Afbi Kursus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shalem is perfect in every way, in every form, in the highest of level that we can't even understand what perfection is, right? There's nothing that He needs. Other what? The Chukim are also for us. The Chukim also perfect us. The Chukim also purifies us. The Chukim also are mezakech us. The Chukim are also in our best interest. Oh, but I don't see why it's in my best interest. It doesn't mean it's not in my best interest. It means I just don't understand how. It's still best for me. It's still in my best interest. Sometimes, let me give you an example in an area, a place that's a mishpat. You have sometimes teenagers, not sometimes, too often, teenagers that are lo aleinu, not makbid, in areas of negia between men and women. To say that in a nice way, right? Are not makbid in lo sikrav, and are loose and liberal to touch the opposite sex and have no issue with it. And sometimes they'll argue, now lemaisa, if that's done in a loving way, It's Isser Deraisa and possibly Lefi many poskim and Abu Zrayov Arayas of Yarek Val Yaver. But Lemaisa, They'll argue, it's not normal not to. I don't understand why I can't give my friend a hug. It's a normal thing to do. You know, what are you telling me? I don't understand why I shouldn't. Now, Lamaise, each and every one of us in this room, understand that there's very good reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us not to. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants that relationship to be so special between myself and my wife. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that to be between anyone else besides myself and my wife. And it will make that relationship between myself and my wife so much more special if I ensure that I never touch another woman. And additionally, it will allow me that when I have that relationship with a woman and build a relationship with a woman towards marriage, it's going to be beautiful and it's going to be sincere and it's going to be real, it's going to be emotional, it's going to be meaningful, and not based on a physical relationship where I don't even know what I have because my mind is completely seduced by the physical relationship that I can't even judge what's really here, and I don't know what part of it is real and what part of it is just my taivas nashim. And there's so many, I could go on and on, of so many beautiful, good reasons why, and we all understand this, so I'm not going to go on to it now. But to that kid, he doesn't understand, but just because he doesn't understand, it doesn't mean it's not in his best interest, right? Just because he doesn't understand it doesn't mean it's not in his best interest. So to lahav to us. So we have certain mitzvos that are chukim. We don't understand it. Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's not good for us. Doesn't mean it's not in our best interest. Doesn't mean it's not just that we have to do it because it's a sivoy, but it mamish is helping us, and it's helping us grow, and it's helping us get closer to Hashem, and it's helping be mekadish us, be metar us, in ways that we can't comprehend. That, the Sefer Karan David explains, is the mishpat of the chok. That every chok is also a mishpat. Meaning what? Even if we don't understand, it really has good reasoning to it. It's not, it's for us. That concept was given over to Bnei Yisrael and not to the Umos HaOlam. And he says, that's what we mean over here. David HaMelech is saying, Magid Rav Yaakov, chukav u'mishpat of Yisrael. What does that mean? Chukav, the chukim, the laws that don't make sense, u'mishpatav, and its mishpat within the chayk. Not chukav u'mishpatav separately, the chukim and the mishpatim. Chukav u'mishpatav li Yisrael, lo asachem l'choy goy, u'mishpatim bal yidaum. But by the goyim, when it came to the chukim, they don't understand the mishpat in the chuk. To them, a chuk seemingly is just for God, not for us. And therefore, they want no part in this Torah, because it doesn't make sense to them. We, even though it might not make sense to us, we understand it in our best interest. Therefore, it's chukav u'mishpat of Israel. And therefore, it is true, ultimately, we were the chosen nation. Why? Because Hashem chose only to allow us to perceive that. And He knew if He's not going to tell the goyim, they're not going to want any part in it. And we could understand, and He revealed to us, that everything in Torah is beautiful and wonderful and for us. And that's His love for us. His love for us was that He gave us this Torah. And He gave us this Torah not just as a chayk. It's not for Him. It's not something, just, you don't understand, just do it for me. It's for you. The mishpatim are for you and the chukim are for you. That's the amazing love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. We say in Ahava Zoylam every day, Ahava Rabba, Ahava Rabba Avtanu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us. And we say in there, chukim u'mishpatim osanu lamadita. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava Rabba Avtanu? Because chukim u'mishpatim osanu lamadita. You taught us that the chukim are with mishpatim. You taught us that they're really one. You taught us that that's what v'nasan lanu. V'nasan lanu asoy aseinu. V'nasan lanu, you gave it to us for us. It's for us to use. It's for us to connect to. It's for us to gain from. Eibishter doesn't need it. Kol haTorah kulo is for us, chevra. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. That He gave us such a beautiful Torah to make us pure, to make us kadosh, to inspire us, to make every element of our life so special. The mashal, I've said this over before. It's not, there was once. There was once an older Yiddish Israeli woman. And she loved cooking. She mamish loved cooking. And she'd go in the kitchen and she'd cut up all the vegetables. But she got older. She was already Kedayin Hara, late in her 80s, in her 90s, Chavez Nisht. And it was very hard for her to cut up the vegetables, very hard, potatoes, whatever, very hard. Someone suggested to her, you could still cook. But you don't have to put in all that effort to cut up the vegetables. We're going to buy you this machine. It's called a food processor. And you go and you just put the vegetable inside and it chops it all up for you. And therefore, then you'll use that to cook with. Oh, she was very excited. She never heard of a food processor before. She didn't know what this was. So they went and they ordered for her a food processor. And she received this big box eventually in the mail. And it came from a Chavis Nish America. And it was all with English. Not a word of Hebrew. And this woman was an alter yid, an Israeli woman. Didn't speak mamish a word of... She spoke maybe Yiddish, she spoke Hebrew, not a word of English. So she gets it, and she has a food processor. She doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't know how to use it. Comes with the whole entire instruction manual. But she doesn't know how to do. So what does she do? She calls her neighbor, who spoke Hebrew and English. And she said, could you open the instruction manual and start teaching me? And start teaching, oh, you have to press this, you turn it on, you put the plug in the plate dish, you put the food here, you do this. And he says, and by the way, it says over here, never stick your fingers inside when the machine is on. And this older Israeli woman starts going, no! In Hebrew, she says, no, what do you mean? That's terrible. How am I going to... I can't put my fingers inside when the machine's on. How am I going to know when it's ready? How am I going to know it's cut up properly? Oh, it's a terrible machine. And then he says, it says over here, whenever the machine is immersed in water, you should never turn it on. He says, oh, it's terrible. I'm always with my sink high in water cooking in this. I'm not going to be able to turn on the machine. That's why I'm going to be cooking. What kind of machine is this? So the person understood the MS and said to her, my dear Mrs., let me explain to you something. Don't you understand that whoever wrote the instruction manual only has your best interest in gaining the most benefit from this machine? The reason you can't put your fingers, he's not trying to make it harder for you to use the machine and not know what's going on. You can stick your fingers inside when it's on. Maybe you don't realize it yet. You never used this machine. You're going to not just chop up all the vegetables, you're going to chop all the fingers off your hand. And if you turn on the machine when it's immersed in water, it's not going to help you and work because it's close to your sink. It's going to electrocute you and it's all over. You see, this instruction manual is not here to take you to negate the benefit from the machine. It's there to ensure that you enjoy and you gain the most from this machine. And who knows how to write that instruction manual? Who knows how you're going to gain most? The one who created it and has created it and wrote the manual that comes together with the machine. Whoever understands, Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoy d'v'atzmo, he loves us so much. He's such chibut us. And he created us and he put us in a world. But you think he's going to create each and every one of us, the greatest of creations, his own children we love so much, and not give us the instruction manual in how to gain the most from it, how to enjoy the most? And what's the instruction manual? Torah Hashem Timima. The 630 mitzvahs, Torah. And the more we learn Torah, the more we connect to Torah. Each and every mitzvah is another rule in the instruction manual that helps us gain the most from our creation, from our world that we live in. And that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And that's the chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And by the way, why Birkat Karbanos? Why is that taught to us? Now we understand it. And we understand where we see it in the Torah. But why in the Karbanos? So the Gemara Menachos, that says it specifically by Karbanos, that when it comes to Karbanos, Lo amarti aleichem zav, it's in Taf Kuf Yud in Menachos, the last few words of all of Menachos. Lo amarti aleichem zavcho, kidei shetomer eser etzono v'yatzer etzoni. Don't think I said bring a carbon so that you'll say, I'll do your will, his will, meaning you're doing the carbon for me because I need it, so that I'll do what you want. Lo lirtzoni atem zoifchem. I don't need it. Lo lirtzoni atem zoifchem. You're not slow. You're not bringing this carbon for me. Elaz lirtzonchem. You're bringing it for you. You need it. You're the one that's going to gain from it. Lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. Meaning, so we see specifically Karbanos. And we see this as well in the Medrash Tanchuma. In the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Pinchas, in Yud Beis, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Amar Lam Yisrael, Say to Bnei Yisrael, Lo Shani Tzarech Lam, Amarti Lechem Lakim Karbanos. I didn't tell them to bring Karbanos because I need it. Kol Olam Kolam Shali, the whole world is mine. Vabehema Shadam Akrivim Meni Lefana Ani Baras Yosa. That animal that you're giving me, I created it. You think I need it? If I want it, I'll take it. Amar Yudah Bar Simon, Kol Mashu Yisizli Lechem, Lakim Karbani Lachmi, Lo Shani Tzarech Lechila. I don't need to eat.
She'ein lefanai lo achil ishti, I don't eat, I don't drink. I'm asking you to do this for you. And this is the quintessential case, the most primary example where we see it might seem, and by the goyim they're going to say they'll bring korbanos. You know why? Because we're feeding Hashem. That's why we're sacrificing to our gods. They need it. This is our food to our gods that they need, and we're doing for them, so they'll do for us. We understand, no. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, it's because He loves us so much. Any tzivu He gave us is for us. And that's the mishpatim, that's the chukim, that the goyim don't understand. And the primary example, therefore, is going to be right here, korbanos. So it's right here by korbanos that the Torah teaches us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of us. And I think this is something that each and every one of us need to internalize. The love that the Eibishter has for each and every one of us. And therefore, everything that happens in this world to each and every one of us is out of love. And therefore, our avodah in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah mitzvahs is because He loves us. And it's therefore clearly and surely what's best for us. We're going to read this week also Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh HaZeh, the first mitzvah that was ever given to us. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Lachem, it's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. All the hiskachas of the world that you're going to have from HaChodesh, it's for you. And the more we realize how much Hashem loves us and He's given to us, the more we're going to give to Him as Hashem is Baruch. Dorshe Hashem, those who seek Hashem and are involved in Torah mitzvah, lo yachru chol tov, are not going to be lacking anything. Because all Torah mitzvahs is all good for us. And that's all the good in the world that Hashem wants us to have. That's our instruction manual to get kol tov of the world. Just end with a story. It's a story that... story I've said over before in a little bit of a different twist, a little different light. I was thinking about it when I was preparing this year. The Heiliger Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal. Rav Aaron Cutler, so one time, he was going and he was trying to collect funds for the yeshiva, and he met a man. Wasn't that learned, but very wealthy. And he had a long talk with him and asked him if he'd give particular money to the yeshiva. And the man agreed that he'd give a nice big donation to the yeshiva, to Lakewood, Beis Medrash Gevoya, on the condition that Rav Aaron Cutler, when he's nifter, learns Mishnayos in the Schus of his neshama. And Rav Aaron agreed. And he gave a very large donation to the yeshiva. And eventually, at some point, the man passes away. And Rav Aaron was learning Mishnayos, as he agreed to do. Lila Nishmaso. And one time he was learning the Mishnayos, and he fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, he had a dream. And in the dream, this man came to him in the dream. And the man was in the Olam HaEmes, in the highest of palaces, with all tzaddikim learning. And what happened, Aaron had a question. What happened was when he fell asleep, he was learning some difficult Mishnah, and he had a question of Mishnah that he didn't figure out yet. He was trying to figure out, and he fell asleep. And this man in the dream came to him and answered the question for him. And told him, now Imamish has Giloy and Or of Kol HaTorah and Shemayim and Schar for all the money that he gave for Lakewood Yeshiva to support Torah. And Aaron told over this story. He told over this story to Talmidim. And one Talmidim came over to Rav Aaron. He says, Rabbi, if that's true, not that he doubted that it was true, but here, he said, if that's true, meaning maybe I should leave yeshiva and go and become wealthy and mamish lishma to support the yeshiva and other yeshivas with money, because we see, look at the schar, look at what's going to be. And I'll be holding one day in Kol HaTorah Kula, then also in Shemayim. Maybe I should just devote myself to the support of yeshivas. By the way, before I finish the story, it's definitely something very beautiful and something very special and something very noble and something that's full of tzchusim, as we see from the story. So what did Ron Cutler answer back? He says, the MS is that if you go and you devote your life to supporting Torah, you'll have all the olam haba in the world. Just like we see from this man. But where's you going to be the olam hazeh? Where is it going to be your geshmak and your simchas achayim and all of mazeh? Where is it going to come from? How could you leave Torah? So what teaches us as follows, chevra, meaning what? If we really understand how much Hashem loves us, and we really understand what it means that Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, it means that He chose to give us Kol HaTorah Kula, and to help us understand that He didn't explain to the Arumos that Kol HaTorah Kula is in our benefit, and it's for our own good, and it's for Kol Toiv of the world, and that if we're devoted to Torah Mitzvot, we're going to enjoy every moment in the world. If not, I don't know what could be. Then of course we're going to give over our life to Torah Mitzvot in the proper way. The more we recognize how much Hashem loves us, the more we recognize how much Hashem is giving to us and cares about us, vada then the more we're going to sacrifice for Him. So if it's true, as we started that, based on that Tana, that the avoid of life and the yisoid is a sacrifice for Hashem, so we see the first opening pasuk and the first Rashi teaches us how to sacrifice for Hashem. It's through recognizing how much Hashem loves us, recognizing all that Hashem has given us, and we'll give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most amazing ways. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, each and every one of us should be Zaycha. Zaycha that if we bring our Karbonos in the way that we're explaining now, through the love that Hashem has for us and the love we'll have back for Him, then we'll be Zaycha to be Makar Karbonos in Be'ez HaMikdash with Mashiach Zadkeinu, B'mheir Rabbi Yemeinu.
Amen.